isn't 5 ConCon really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply in themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At Swan.com, breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, militarization, police, and cronyism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is group politics. That Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger to liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process is by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutional war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution, not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, find me online at BenSwan.com. At BenSwan.com, humanity is greater than politics.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun illegal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than justice. Texas Law Shield is an armed single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal coverage on our 24/7 hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenbluck, D.O., research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bone, joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles, give a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Horse Boys, the LVOAAR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of a low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines Milson specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR concept. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteer the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. All and forever. Failure equates to sentence, subsequent and contract. You pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shot BN from the nation's second at what go anti-gunners. Get ready for the information birth. This is the blunt object from Gun Owners of America. This is Lock and Load. Bill Frady.
as we roll into the second hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Get in 100-313-44. Now joined on camera, in fact, by Ben Phillippe, who's just made a 3,000-mile drive to get here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the book.
Which one?
Well, let's talk about God, Guns, and Guns. I actually have a copy that's sitting here.
That's right.
That was the first book. The guy on the cover of it, he was controversial, your buddy, but how did he get on the cover of the book? What's his name?
Mahler, out of Missouri. I was on this book, and I turned TV one day on CNN, and I saw this fellow who runs a dealership being interviewed. And it's actually quite a well-known interview now, but he was being interviewed about a deal he was having at his car dealership, and if you bought a truck from him, he would give you an AK-7. And he wasn't the first one to do it, but he was one of the early guys. And he, you know, he made headline news. He made BBC, Al Jazeera, CNN, everything. And he had this great interview where he held up really well against this sort of arrogant interviewer. And I thought it was awesome. I tracked him down, called him up, said, I want to come down this book. I want to take a photo of you. He said, jump in a car and come on down. So I did. And I hung out with the guy for 4 days, and we hit it off, and the rest is history.
Yeah, the opening of the book, it's dedicated to the brave ones that have fought and paid the ultimate price of them. And I guess you look at that freedom as perfectly illustrated by ownership. Am I jumping too far ahead?
Well, I think that's a part of it. It's not item goes one to firearms, but I mean, being able to jump in your car and drive around the country is a great, great liberty. And I see that as part of the struggle and battle we have fought to attain liberty and freedom.
Picture of Mark right there.
That is Mark, yes. He is a little over the top.
Yeah.
He's got ARs, I believe.
Yeah.
He's got a 200-round magazine in one, and he's got some pistols, and he is a over-the-top character, cowboy. I mean, epitome of the patriot. That's why I put him on the cover of the book.
Yeah, he and he also wrote the foreword to it.
He did.
This was where you went around the country, looking at it. Look at it. It's not like a picture of a landscape, that just sort of the context of Americana.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sort of archival sort of epitome of the Wild West, you could say. You know, this beautiful landscape that we associate with guns and cowboys, and there's a part of that in there. There's an old part of it. And then, of course, the more modern weapons and gunners, and it's a real mix of all kinds of stuff, a rowdy take on gun culture.
Well, we are a rowdy bunch, after all.
Well, we can be. I think that's. I think we should celebrate that. There's people who are very more easygoing and strict and very careful and stuff like that. But I think there's a rowdy part of it, and I think that needs to be celebrated just as much as the other part. So
is that Rob Pincus?
No. This is a fellow who runs one of the biggest machine gun shooting shops in Las Vegas. His name is Ron Cheney.
Well, I can't really tell because Rob's bald-headed like you and me, and at the same time, when it arrives in his face, hard to tell who that might be. When you went around and did that book, what did you come up with as far as you found?
Whereas before, I had, you know, I grew up hunting and fishing and going around shooting guns with my brothers. I grew up with three boys, so we're a ready bunch, and you know, would do the things that boys do. And I grew up with a real appreciation of firearms, but as I started on this book, learned much more about the Patriot movement and the real meaning behind the Second Amendment, which is not hunting and fishing, it's standing up to your government and being able to defend yourself. And I learned that gun owners, my opinion is, first of all, I think it's a misunderstood culture for the most part, especially on coming from the side of people who don't like guns or don't understand or didn't grow up like that. And so I came away with a real appreciation. I could say that I became a patriot before I was not so much aware of it. So
where do you hail from?
From Vermont.
Vermont. The first constitutional carry state.
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So that book, when you started that book, did it provide some sort of an affinity as you're going along, as you began to figure out and look at and say, okay, these are the people I'm talking to. This is what they're like.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, as I said, I mean, as I learned more about it, I became more and more interested in it, and I wanted it to be. I'm a full-fledged gun owner now, and a full-fledged, I'd like to say, patriot. I'm fighting for our rights, and I'm fighting to help people who don't understand. I mean, owning a gun, it's not a big deal. It's just part of culture. Accept it. Get over it, you know? There's no need to... I'd say that there's not even an issue, but it's kind of nice that there is an issue, that being a gun owner is something special, I think, you know? And it'd be a shame that when the culture, which I hope to help do, make it completely mainstream and normal, that it would be almost sad that it would just be like, oh, you're a gun owner. And so right now it's kind of neat, it's kind of special to be a gun owner. I think that people are very interested in politics and issues and read a lot and listen to a lot of information, whereas a lot of people are just sort of going to work, coming home, turning on the TV and tuning out. You know, I think that we're really interested in what's going on. And that's sort of what, among other things, that really interests me in guns, gun people.
That book, when the book came out, I remember reading the reviews about it and how it looked at an incredible cross-section of American life.
Eclectic.
Yes. And so the next book coming out, We the People. Now, what is going to be the difference between God, Guns, Guts and We the People?
God, Guns, and Guts is a colorful, right take on gun culture. It's an artistic book of photographs all over the place, young, old, black, white, rich, poor. The We the People book is really concentrated on some of the people that I have managed to meet, and are not always, but a lot of them are more well-known gun owners or patriots within the movement. So I'm mixing both all of this together. But, you know, I had the honor of photographing a fellow in California, in Malibu, Michael Madsen, who's a film star.
Right.
Kill Bill, Reservoir
Dogs. Dogs, yeah.
I mean, I sent him a book, and he, out of a whim, I sent it to him, my old book, God, Guns, and Guts, and he got it, and he contacted me back and said, come on down and photograph me with my guns. And here's a guy who, you know, he's in California, you'd think he's a Democrat, or you think he's anti-gun down there and stuff like that, but he is in the movies. We see him in the movies often shooting guns and putting stuff up and being quite violent.
And yeah.
As we do see other film stars, when you ask them if they own a gun or if they support the Second Amendment, they're like, no, I think all guns should be taken away and stuff. But here's a fellow who stands up for his rights, who lives by the code, who is portrayed in movies with guns, and also life. He supports strong Second Amendment, and I got a great him and his wife, Malibu, and that's just one fellow I got, and he's, you know, it was tough to get. It took a lot of work and just to get one guy, but I see him as a real... real example of breaking through this culture and this the fear that some people have of saying, yes, I am a gun owner, because of the backlash.
Didn't you tell me that, and somebody in the chat room is this out, is it Mark's brother, Macau?
Yes, it is.
Did you get to meet Mao?
Well, we shot a TV show with Mancow and Mark. Put this book out, and I started to shop it around and show it around, and a lot of people, there was a lot of interest in it, and there was a film tea production company that approached me and said, do you want to do something about gun culture in the U.S.? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, done. I don't quite know how to do it, but I can tell you the guy on the cover of this book is an amazing character, and we should talk to him. So we started to talk to him, and yeah, his brother is Mancow. I didn't know that at the time, but his brother is Mancow, and Mancow is a very colorful sort of character.
Right.
But I actually think that Mark is equally, if not more colorful character. You know, I mean, he's kind of, yeah, he's a crazy
guy. It's always
guy.
The brother that does get in front of something that always turns out to be worse than the one that actually makes it onto some arena or something.
But, we saw something, and we pitched it, and there was a huge amount of interest in it from a lot of different networks, and finally we got History Channel to pick it up, and we got one season called Guns and Automobiles, and, it was great.
All right, we're going into the break on the hour. When we get back, we'll be still more Ben Phillippe, more of the books coming, the books are on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is system customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. Not made in China, and the shipping free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-81421. Again, that's 888-891-4821. or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reliably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. Means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled A-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple makes such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2881.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavor to create knives that will last a lifetime beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get best done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From the blunt up.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My first or actually in the studio kind of thing happening right now today as we speak. Joined by Ben Phillippe off the road, traveling around an 8,000-mile round trip in a Toyota Yaris, which I'm sure is a very efficient car.
It sure is.
I don't think anybody's ever going to buy one of those mistakenly as a limousine, though, is it?
No. I got no complaints. It's good on gas.
Good efficiency, right?
Yeah.
It's efficient.
Gets you to A to Z, you know?
A to Z. Still got to admire, though. Where can we find God, Guns, Guts?
God, Guns, and Guts is on Amazon. If you just type in God, Guns, Guts, you should pick it up right away.
Now, just curiosity, I went look time at Barnes & Noble for a book by a guy named Jim Slow, who's a legendary New York City police detective who was involved in like 20 shootouts in the course of his career. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book about, I guess, the inner game of gun shootouts or something. But they don't carry it, Barnes & Noble. They could get it, but they don't carry it. Now, why is this not in an outlet like a Barnes & Noble?
Well, first of all, publishing is a tough business. I think that you need to have a large name behind you to get you into a place as large as Barnes & Noble. And as you know, books are getting tougher to make. It's much more online, everything. But one of the main reasons was it was pro-gun. It was pro-Second Amendment. So,
Now, I found a copy of More Guns, Less Crime at Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
I mean, has this now, have they since, like if you get up there and this has sold 2 million copies, will they later on down the road, oh, we'd like to talk to you about carrying your very good-selling book now.
You think so? Just because if it's about money, it's very likely. Yeah, it could happen. Definitely. I mean, my new book, I think that this is a rowdy book again. You know, it's definitely Second Amendment. There's stuff that's, I don't know what the book that you just mentioned, how they phrase supporting the Second Amendment, but this book's pretty over the top, and there's some pretty colorful stuff in there. Again, to get it into Barnes & Noble's, it takes a very big publishing house, and this was not published by a huge publishing house, you know, so it's a tough business. It's
yeah.
Like getting your video that you shoot on Fox News or getting it on the big screens, and you know, it's tough. You get there.
Now, what he's describing, talking about rowdy, there's some pictures, and I don't find them rowdy, though, Ben. Mm-hmm. I don't find it just rowdy. Like, I saw one picture of a little girl. She's wearing bikini top and camo bottoms, and she's got what looks like it to be a 50 caliber precision rifle, which dwarfs her.
Mm-hmm.
Are the naysayers, when they look at that, do they say, oh my gosh, that's so rowdy?
Well, no, there's a photograph of a homeless family who, and some people take offense, but they're like, wow, I can't believe this is out there. But there's a homeless family who guns they have are worth more than where they live and what they're surrounded by, which I think is incredible. You know, it's sort of a grapes of wrath kind of photo. And some say, you know, that's not us. But I say it's you as much as I got a very clean cut from Marine dressed in a suit with a 6 hour pistol. And that's gun culture as well, but there's all stuff in between, and this is what this book is.
Sort of an, it takes all types of approach.
Exactly, yes.
Right. I just don't find it rowdy. I mean, some of the, like, I just saw a monster truck in there that was bad, pretty bad with 2Ds.
Cool.
And it looked like it had a rendition of a crew served on the front of it, which I liked even more. You also do some cross-pollinization with guns.com.
I do. They gave me a great review on God Gun Guts, and I started to talk to them, and we had a open sort of communication over the last, I'd say, 2 years, and I would submit, you know, they take from different contributors and people in the community, and they're a growing site. They're getting got quite a following now. I think they're over 2 million people. But I told them, I went down the SHOT Show and did some work with them down there, and shooting videos and photos. And for this book, I said, you know, I'm hitting the road. I'm going to photograph well-known gun owners all over the place, all over America. And would you like me to submit some of that stuff and take advantage of this crazy trip that I'm going on? I mean, how many people do what I'm doing? It's not too many.
Not many people would. Tony. Not many people would take that journey.
Exactly. I mean, it's a little extreme, but not extreme in a bad sense. I'm driving all over the place today. I got a photo set up, and I'm doing, last night I came in from Atlanta, and today I'm heading down to Miami to photograph a fellow Clash Daily, Doug Giles, down there, and his and his daughter
Doug Giles
and his daughter Regis Giles from Girls Just Want to Have Guns.
Have you ever seen Doug Giles's publicity? The big cigar and the big Magnum pistol.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's awesome.
I wish I had. Well, I've got one with an AR-15, Anyway.
So I'm heading there. But I pitched this to guns.com. I'm driving all over the place. I'm going to be meeting these amazing people, and I can shoot some video and do little interviews. And they're like, you know, that sounds awesome. So let's do it. And they've been very supportive of me.
Well, when you leave here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go with a stack of business cards, and if some of your subjects would like to come on and talk about it, I would love that.
I can do that.
Back to guns.com. Now, whenever I talk to Sanal Berry or Jennifer Cruz, and they're really the only two I've spoken to, and I want to get Chris Ergers or Erger or whatever his name is. They try to portray to me that they're middle of the road, but I think... And I don't know if they're not articulating it right to me or whatever. I think what they're doing is they're basically just ending a set of facts and letting the people that come to their site decide whether it's good and or bad. They don't get out there too much. They're pretty good at not editorializing something.
Yeah, I think that's their mandate, is pro-Second Amendment, but yet have a mixture of stuff, you know, and let things potentially are... questionable raise awareness in gun culture and in the debate. That's what they attempt to do. I'm not 100% sure of their mandate, but I know that we're doing very well in what they hope, and I'm going and exploring and talking to people and asking questions and seeing what's out there and allowing the people perhaps to make the decision or, you know, what they like and not.
In the chat room, they're talking about Dianne Feinstein. You know, she's a gun owner.
Is she really?
Yeah.
That surprised me.
She's had a carry permit.
Sure, of course they all
carried a gun. Chuck Schumer does too.
I'm sure.
Maybe you ought to, stop D.C. and go see that.
I'd love to.
Maybe shoot. I would love to see a picture of Dianne Feinstein with her absolutely cadaverous complexion and her shoe polished black hair, the Desert Eagle.
That would be golden.
Maybe with a caption of like, make my day or something.
You never know. Might come around.
Are you not going to go to D.C.?
I did spend some time in D.C. I went to Arlington Cemetery, and I shot a great video there, and I took a photograph of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's very emotional, and it's a beautiful place. And I had met Oliver North at SHOT Show, and I'd asked him about appearing in my book. I'd also met Wayne LaPierre and asked him if he wanted to be in my book, but they're tough to get. And I'm working on it.
Arlie Ermey?
Didn't
meet Arlie Ermey?
No.
You know who I'm talking about?
Nope.
The Marine guy? Full Metal Jacket?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I want to know him. I want to meet him. But it's tough. I'm doing this myself. Nobody's helping me. I don't got an agency. I'm spending the money that I made doing other stuff to make a book and to do this project. I got no one behind me. That I'm passionate about it, and I went down, like I said, the SHOT Show, through my TV show, through ManCow, actually. I had met some neat people who were well-known in the gun community, who were not afraid to say that they're gun owners. But I really went down the SHOT Show to meet people, and I met a whole bunch of amazing people. And like I said, some of them said, come on. And other people like Oliver North and Wayne LaPierre.
Never heard back from them.
Did. I followed up, but it's very difficult to photograph people who are high up in the NRA.
Hang on. We're going to go through into this break when we get back more with Ben Peel on his 8,000-mile round-trip find gun owners in America on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Herbal your spring sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Surfam and Super Male Plus. Colon enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Omag vitamin D. MSM spur capsules. And elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and the online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republiccasting.org.
Veteran-owned, operated, Ops Gear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At Ops Gear, if they sell it, they have tested it, and bring to whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, Ops Gear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their New Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. Hockey.
A suppressed metal breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2881.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never enough. Finding extreme fit, function, and appearance. The Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us to receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. Is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
Direct from the GOA request line, that going out for Piers Morgan on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the Get In. 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, off the road and in the studio, is Ben Phillippe. Let's go to the phone, Amy in Vermont. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
Good.
Bill.
How are you, sir?
Good, Bill. We've talked before. I'm from Vermont, Ben.
In South Carolina now, right?
Yeah, I'm in South Carolina now.
Okay.
And it's funny. I was talking to my dad on Friday, and he said that there were some bills that are trying to be written about. The Allen Institute put out some last month that said at the town meetings in Vermont, and for those listening who don't know what town meeting is, Vermont is one of the few states in the country that has real town meetings, not the ones you hear about on Fox News and other groups where, you know, a president or a congressman goes back to his constituents and pretends to listen what they have to say. Vermont, the first Tuesday of March every year, most towns pretty much, so to speak, meet at the biggest building in town and vote on their local budget and important legislation that's going on in the state. And my dad said that there were a handful of bills that are supposed to be coming up on trying to start restricting some of Vermonters' gun rights, in particular up in Burlington, Vermont. And I wasn't sure if Ben had heard anything about that and how, the firearm free that Vermont is or has been may not be so if the gun-grabbing individuals in that state have their way.
Well, I haven't been in Vermont. I was visiting some family in Vermont recently, but prior to that, I was in Missouri for almost a year. Then prior to that, I was actually up in Canada doing some work in the circus industry up there. But I know that growing up in Vermont, it was always a bastion for freedom, and the guts there are very, very within the community. And it worries me to think that perhaps this thing's going to change, but I don't think it will. I think that most people there are very, very pro-Second Amendment.
Is it Maine or is it Vermont that is influenced heavily by Massachusetts?
That would be probably Maine.
Maine?
Yeah.
Is it Maine or Vermont that what, excuse me?
I've heard that Maine or Vermont, one, is heavily influenced by Massachusetts. And I believe it's Maine, too. But I know about Vermont. I saw where Burlington was considering something. And I hope they don't go that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what they're doing... just a little more insight. One of the things is that about a year ago after Sandy Hook, the city council there tried to high capacity mags, and there was a huge turnout by gun owners, and they shot that down pretty quick. But one of the things they're trying to do, Bill, and Bon, I think I told you this before, that except for federal things and any building that appropriately signs saying, you know, no concealed weapons or whatnot, like the actual civic height off the ground, the size of it and all that, you carry a gun concealed or open carry in Vermont just about anywhere. Mm-hmm. And for any, like, federal buildings or, like, school or something like that.
Well, there, I mean, as far as I know, there's no incidence of crime. I mean, are they having to import this in order to try to make their point?
Well, what they're going to do is, they want to ban carrying firearms in any establishment that has alcohol. They're going to try and, you know, ban concealed carry and only allow open carry, I think is what my dad said. Something. I mean, it's you might be able to find on the Ethan Allen Institute. I was too busy this weekend out of my phone shooting, actually, to go online. But the Ethan Allen Institute, it's very interesting that, you know, a state like Vermont, as liberal as it is so gun-friendly. Yeah. And when my dad started telling me all this, I just was like, wow, I just wonder if they're trying to now say, well, we can keep the state safe, so to speak, its great safety record, and, you know, prove that there's gun legislation there so that taking gun rights away doesn't necessarily mean that the state becomes dangerous kind of thing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens all this. I hope it just doesn't even go through and that they aren't able to. But I think with Burlington, Vermont is the largest township in Vermont. It's where the University of Vermont is, which is a bastion of liberal philosophical liberal. But
what is the impetus behind that, though?
We're not having
active shooter incidents because people are armed, and we're not having anybody running into the courthouse shooting because they're armed, and we don't have regular citizens just camping like the proverbial rubber band because they're armed. So let's restrict gun ownership and gun carrying.
Well, Bill, I think you answered your own question. If you look at Connecticut, the AR never made it into the school, right? And yet, what did they want to come out and ban? ARs, high-capacity mags, which we can talk about Connecticut all day long because you have been, and it's awesome. But not that that happened, but that you bringing this topic to the table. But it's one of those things where it's like, what was the impetus to take away the ARs or register the ARs in Connecticut? Because that gun never made it into the school. They might as well have put a ban on zip guns too, which I think already banned. But you know what I'm saying? It's like there was no arguable equation there to support banning ARs. There's no arguable reason to say that people in Vermont shouldn't be able to steal a restaurant that serves alcohol or go into a liquor store and have their gun on them. But they're just going to do it because it's the death by a thousand cuts or the creeping tyranny that they just want to let's see if we can take a stab out of here and convince the local populace they don't need all these gun rights.
Vermont's a very, very safe place, and there's a ton of guns there, and that's the way it should be,
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Ben. And by the way, I'll be finding a copy of your book wherever I can, and the next time you're pen through, how can we for you, because I'd love to have you come down to the farm and do some shooting and get to know you better if you're passing through South Carolina again.
Absolutely. Great. You can actually follow me on Facebook through We the People Book. If you just type We the People Book, you can follow me. And I'm updating all the time. And also on guns.com, you can see my stuff.
Okay, guns.com, because I'm not on Facebook.
Okay. Well, Facebook's a great way to share stuff. And some people like it, I know. But that's a great way to do it. But guns.com is another way, for sure. Yeah.
Hey, well, good
thing, Damien.
Your book.
Thank you.
Thing, Damien.
Yeah.
You're my homeboy now, so you got to promise me never to do this again, okay? You figured out my method of delivery. You cannot articulate it live on the air, okay, buddy?
Okay, sorry. And, Bill, that invitation is open to you as well on
cool.
To the farm and do some shooting. I got a nice 300-yard range and a sweet pistol range.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Thank you, David.
We'll have to talk about that further. Thanks very much.
Take care.
Stay safe. Vermont. I haven't been I try to pay attention to it, but there's just, it's the epitome of success when it comes to crime prevention, because nobody wants to test that system, and it bogged my mind that they would fix something that isn't broken.
Yeah. Wait, it makes me think, I was, 3 days ago, I was in Kennesaw, Georgia. And I had the privilege of hanging out with a fellow there named Dent Wildman Myers, who is a very colorful character. But that town has a law. It's not enforced, but it requires the head of the household to own a firearm and ammunition and be prepared to use it. And I believe that the crime rate there is almost nil. So
I think it's gone down like 83% since enacted that law.
Okay.
Which, and the reason they don't enforce it is because they don't need to, because it's their first place.
Right.
Which sort of is the exact opposite of what gun-free zone sign does, would be active shooter. Mm-hmm. Now, you're right now on Facebook, we got about a minute and a half left in this. On your Facebook site, people can go check out views of We the People.
Absolutely, yeah. The best way to follow me, and I would ask everyone to go on, if you're on Facebook, go on We the People Book and just like my page, and you can follow me, and that's a huge amount of support right there. And like I said, I'm on the road shooting stuff, filming stuff every day, literally, and I put it online, and also you can see it on guns.com, but go on Facebook, like my book's page, please, We the People Book.
And you've also, you've got a little reviews of certain pages coming up, like audio recordings.
Absolutely.
I mean, you spent some time with Knob Creek, with the Sumner family. I listened to their audio, which that big gun range, that big world-famous gun range, had some very humble beginnings.
It sure did, yeah. It started off with a guy buying some property and having the dream of a machine gun, and it exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can find his work. I'm trying to gauge a time here. I don't remember when this break actually hits. That's because I'm a semi-professional gun. You can also find some of his work at, somebody just ordered the book on Amazon there.
Awesome.
Find his work at guns.com, which as time goes on, we'll be getting regular reports from Mr. Blandleberry and company. Is Steve Shy?
Don't know him.
S-H?
Mm-mm. Don't know him.
Don't know him.
I haven't met him.
Okay.
Blandleberry I've met.
That's Blandleberry.
Oh, is it? Oh, yes. S-H. Okay, right. Okay. Steve Blandler. Okay, yeah. Yes, he's a great guy. He's in California.
But is he shy?
A little bit.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
Can't get him on the air.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill, for having me today.
Well, we're not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're done.
No, I'm good.
Okay, we got one more break. Right back.
Okay.
Last time I give you in on a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. The product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slips, Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Heat Whisper attachment system. Pouches with helium whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find light gear with the revolutionary helium whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. Steenbach has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenbach and his office are to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services, my knee and see great improvement. Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important function features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced form is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competitions, defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you in March of 1991, the news was groundbreaking? If you're like Mosul, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms has been by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistics to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations to come. Find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to be joined by John Stankiewicz, and we're going to talk about Battle Comp, which if you're watching on the video, that's Battle Comp right there. Chris Costa running the AR-10 with the Battle Comp on the end of it, if you're a Costa fan. But right now, we're talking to Ben Phillippe as we get ready to go away. You also have a We the website besides We the People Facebook page. Yeah?
I did. I made one. It's a preliminary site. Go into this, and you can go on. It's WeThePeopleBook.net. And on that site, I spent quite a bit of time making a map of America, and there's stars where I photographed about the people. And you can click on those stars and open up those images, and you can read the text as well. And I think it's really neat, and I'm going to be adding on to that site as I go. So that first, this is my second trip, and I'm going to do one more trip on this project. So you can go on there and see the map of America with all the people that I've photographed so far.
Right after the show, I'm going to put every piece of battle rattle I've got. If I can't move, it doesn't matter. And for those of you that never watch the video feed, this is the way I do the Chevrolet Day. Mm-hmm. And it'll be in the book. And I'm going to have my favorite guns in there with me, too, how I love them.
That's what this book is about.
That's the way I'm portrayed sometimes. Some people go, oh, you like guns, don't you? You're just afraid of something, aren't you? No, I'm not afraid I have guns. In addition to, there are other pages where some of the stuff is out there, but the We the People book, or the We site, mm-hmm. the WeThePeopleBook.net site.
Yes.
Okay, I'll get it right.
That's a website.
That's a website.
Yes.
They can follow you as you go.
Not on there. Best place to follow me is on Facebook. I know some people don't like Facebook, but it is a great and easy way to update and keep people informed. And just like my page, and you can follow me.
And that's because of what you're doing with the We the People page, did you have any concerns when the moms in action from the old mayors that are against guns but can't own guns anyway, when they were giving Facebook some trouble?
I heard about that.
Where, did that concern you? Because that's sort of a,
is that
your Facebook page is becoming attraction for you.
Is that going to happen? I think that's going to happen.
No. What's going to happen is I think there's been one incident where a guy no-sold a minor a gun off of Facebook. Yes. He should be thrown into jail. Mm-hmm. And every gun that he's ever sold should be tracked down. And one of these juvie delinquents that wanted to buy a gun in the first place and knew it was illegal, they should be tracked down too. But having said all of that,
I am not selling guns on my site. I'm selling a book. Eventually, I'll have the book for sale. But right now, it's really about following this crazy journey I'm on, and I'm meeting some amazing people and doing some great with them, and it's entertaining.
So when you go to Texas, you're going to check out Corleone Noir.
I am. I had the pleasure of interviewing him at SHOT Show, and I'm going to be out there and hanging out with him for a couple hours, shooting some photos and an interview. Great guy.
I think when you're shooting his picture,
yeah,
you should force him to surround himself with all of his obscure baseball team hats, because he wears some very obscure ones. But Corleone is a pretty good guy. Interesting guy in that he just got being trained and to be a lawyer, just took the bar exam, and he's a commentator about the gun issues.
Yeah, I was aware of that. I was not aware that he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I think when he got started with the YouTube thing, he was already deep into what he had to do. Right. Being a lawyer is not a 4-year degree. What is it? Right. 8-6? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, he's well-spoken.
Very well-spoken.
Yeah.
And Iraq Veteran 888, any other YouTubers that you've spoken to?
YouTubers? I was hoping to meet up with FPS Russia. That didn't happen. He's busy. He was busy filming that. But I'm hoping to get him on a future date. YouTubers, Plinkster 22. I believe this is he's up in the sea. I was hoping to meet up with him, but didn't have time. We had this horrible snowstorm, and it just everything got bogged down for a little bit. But no YouTubers per se, other than Cole. But I'm going down to New Orleans, and I'm going to be photographing and filming with some of the people that had weapons confiscated back in Katrina, and I'll be catching up with them. And of course, they acquired new guns by now, and we'll be finding out what's happened in that area and how New Orleans is doing. To a good person whose name is Gordon Hutchinson, who's going to be hooking me up with them. And then I'll be heading out to the West Coast.
Now, if you could find him, and if you want his number, I'll give it to you. But all of these YouTubers that do real serious motion, mm-hmm. they all get it from a guy whose channel is called Rated RR.
Right, heard of it, okay.
And he's the one they all lean on. Mm-hmm. FPS Russia is leaning on him now, so.
One of my most favorite memorable experiences was hanging out with Jeff Quinn from Gunblast.
Gunblast.
And he is an awesome guy. This guy loves guns. He showed me around his gun room and some of his favorite guns. I shot this amazing video. It'll be up on gun.com soon. And he just had some amazing stuff. And to hear him talk about it is like, for me, he's the original. You know, he's been doing it for 40 years, and just a great guy.
Now, that facial hair that's 5.5 feet long, is that mustache or beard?
He is, I believe it's beard. He told me in an interview I do with him, he told me I think it's 18 years or 24 years he's been growing it, so it's been going for a while.
He does not strike me as a very pretentious man.
No, he is, no. I met him at SHOT Show, and what caught my eye was his beard. And I went up to him and I said, I'd love to photograph you for my new book. Here's a copy of my book, God, Guns, and Guts. He's like, you know what? When you come through Tennessee, look and give me a call. I did. And he said, come on down. And he invited me into his home with open arms and he showed me around and it was absolutely insane. He's a great guy. And I really enjoyed the time I spent with him.
Does he really have that big flag billowing on the pole that he videos? Does he have a come and take flag billowing on his pole?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. There's a few flags there, but I didn't see that one. Nope.
Is that all his land he's shooting on? Because he never...
Yeah, he's got some land.
He does not slow down at all shooting. I like him. Yeah. I like him because he's not out there. I like the approach he takes simply because he's not out there. He's not out there going, well, you know, when the hammer breaks at precisely 3.43 pounds and all that other stuff, he's just saying, the gun shoots good and I like it a lot. Or, you can get this ammo here. The spread's going to be bad. That guy's going to be having a bad day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's spot on. He's the gun reviewer I like, personally.
Yes.
So.
I as well.
Yeah.
Of all the people that you've interviewed so far, of the ones that don't have a radio show or they're not on YouTube or anything else, just regular persons you've run across at this particular time, who stands out in your mind?
Jeff Quinn's up there. I'm happy to be here with you.
Okay.
That's definitely up there. I stopped in New York City in Manhattan. I went to the oldest gun retailer in the United States, I believe. It's called John Jovino. And they don't sell civilians, unless, of course, you have a license, which is very, very difficult to get. They sell cops and to security. But that was very, very interesting to check out place. It's been there since, I believe, 1911. And it is the oldest gun retailer. And it's in Manhattan. It's literally down in Little Italy in Manhattan. And I don't know how this business, but hung out with the manager there, Charlie. And that was an interesting experience.
Did he have any foot traffic coming in?
Yeah, for T-shirts. And no. Yeah. Two cops came in, and they're really, really neat, and they're telling me about how they love hopping, and they buy their gear, you know, they get up for their Glocks or ammunition, stuff like that, bits and pieces. And it's the only place to go to. It's the only gun shop in Manhattan as well.
See, I didn't... I thought there was another gun shop there called Hudson & Hudson.
Manhattan?
It's somewhere in New York proper. I think it's in Manhattan because their entry-level shotgun is $35,000.
Wow.
So I don't know which neighborhood you want to set up shop in to get.
I wouldn't set up shop as a gun shop anywhere in New York or Manhattan. It's an anti-gun place, so tough going out there.
Tough going in New York City. I think they're having buyer's remorse with de Blasio now. All right, we're getting ready to go. One last time, tell people how they can find you. Tell people where they can find God, Guns, and Guts.
God, Guns, and Guts is my first book. You can find it online by typing in Amazon, God, Guns, and Guts. My name is Ben Phillippe. And you can follow my new book, We the People, on Facebook by typing in We the People Book, or go on the website, wethepeoplebook.net. And you can follow me, and also on guns.com.
Check them out. I want you to remember this. Keep it close to you. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.